Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, official beer of the Denver Broncos. Here's the Fan Late Night with Sean Trotar.
That music, that rings a bell. Dylan Connor in the booth getting that done. I have an opportunity to talk about the Avalanche with the Fan's Avalanche insider, Adrian Dater. Adrian, thanks for joining the program. And Mikko Rantanen might be a step closer to signing with the Avalanche, but after Mitch Marner's enormous contract, they might be a little bit further a step than everyone expected, right?
Yeah, Sean, I think the price went up a little bit for the Avs today. I think Joe Sakic's going to have to write a little bit bigger check. Stan Kroenke, that is. Or Josh Kroenke. I know they're both. I know Josh is the listed owner on the team, but we probably know who really signs the checks. Yeah, Mitch Marner of the Maple Leafs got $10.9 million average salary today on a six-year deal. I think if Mitch Marner is a $10.9 million player, then I think Mikko Rantanen is probably going to have to be a $10 million player or a little bit more. I mean, you know, Marner did have 94 points, Rantanen 87, you know, but pretty close in numbers. Rantanen also, you know, missed, I think, 11 games. So, you know, yeah, the bottom line is, I think the Avalanche are hoping that number would be a little bit lower for Mitch Marner, because he was sort of seen as the guy who was going to set the market for the rest of these guys who are all restricted free agents like Mikko. I think the Avs and other teams are hoping it was going to be more like $10 million, not closer to $11 million. So, you know, that's been set now, though, and it's up to the teams to decide to haggle it out more, but I do think the price went up just a little bit more for Mikko Rantanen today in the Avs.
Yeah, Marner's cap hit is seventh in the NHL in total for the Avs. That's a lot. And the argument, I'm sure, if I'm Mikko Rantanen, is I look at my record and say, all right, yeah, I had the 87 points last year, but I had 84 the year before, while Marner had 69. So I've already even a little bit more established. For those people who kind of, we understand how this works with free agency, but for those people who maybe are unfamiliar with the nature of NHL restricted free agency, they might be going, well, if they thought that Rantanen was worth this, then why wait for the Maple Leafs and Marner to set the price?
Right. Well, because Rantanen and his agent were waiting for Marner to sign first, so they could go base it off that. And that's what all the other players are doing, too. That's why you haven't seen guys like Matthew Tkachuk in Calgary sign, or Braden Point in Tampa Bay sign, or Charlie McAvoy in Boston, and Patrick Laine in Winnipeg, some other guys. Yeah, Marner was the guy who was seen as, you know, the big market money team, Toronto. I mean, they all have the same – every NHL team has the same payroll, but, you know, Maple Leafs are big, big marketer, and, you know, waves. Yeah, I have a star appeal, and it's going to, you know, there's going to be a player on that team who probably sets markets for other guys in a way, and that's what happens. So, you know, I think the Avs did want to get a deal done earlier, but Rantanen and his agent, Mike Liut, who's a former NHL goalie, all-star goalie, actually, with the Hartford Whalers back in the day, you know, they've been waiting to see what others got. So here we go. You know, I do think this is going to get done before the season, but, you know, I think it's going to just add a little bit more of that pressure on the Avalanche to have to come up on their price a little bit.
One of the luxuries, and we're talking with Fan Avalanche insider Adrian Dater, one of the luxuries the Avs have had over the last couple of years is that all their star players, by and large, have been in roughly the same orbit salary-wise. This is going to blow that to bits. If it's $10 million and plus, you could be making $4 million a year more than Nathan MacKinnon under his current deal. Now, I think players understand a lot of it's just timing when you hit free agency. But at the same time, when you want to establish a pecking order based a little bit on the salary, a little bit of jealousy and some challenges to contend to come up after that, can't they?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't think Nathan MacKinnon's going to be, you know, sniping at anybody, and certainly not Miko about what he gets. But the fact is, they are going to have Nathan MacKinnon at $6.3 million for the next 4 years. I mean, that's one of the – it looks like one of the best team-friendly contracts of all time right now. Now, Nathan MacKinnon signed that deal a couple of years ago after coming off probably the worst year of his career so far. He's had 6 years, and that was probably the worst. So he signed a deal – kind of, he was up at the wrong time, and you know, he signed a deal that gave him more long-term security. But boy, the market's gone up fast since then. You know, in 6.3 million is still pretty good change, but you know, he's making about, you know, little more than half what Mitch Marner's making now, and he had more points than Marner. He's about the same age, so you know, it's. It could be a problem. I don't think it will, but, you know, yeah. Fact is that Nico Rantanen's going to be the highest paid player on the Avalanche. And we all know that he's probably not the best player on the Avalanche. That's Nathan MacKinnon. So, you know, Nathan will get his, but he's got to stay healthy for 4 years from now to get that. I mean, he's got four more years. You cannot renegotiate contracts in the NHL anymore. You can't just tear it up. He has to take that 6.3 for the next 4 years. That helps the Avalanche's payroll, but it is a factor that, in the sense that Nathan, I'm sure he's griping privately about it. I mean, why wouldn't he?
Of course,
he knows he's so. But that's life. He'll get another deal. It'll be what 27, 28 when he's a UFA. And it's gonna probably break the bank, but 4 years is a long time too. I mean, he could get hurt. A lot of things could happen. So, yeah. In a way, tough luck for him, but yeah, nobody should break down in tears for Nathan MacKinnon. But yeah, you know, it's just the way it is. Rantanen's come in the right market at the right time. Ironically, he should have been a restricted free agent last season. Well, he could have been, but the Avalanche played a little hardball with him 4 years ago and kept him to 9 games in that rookie season, which meant they could send him back down to the minors, slide his free agent status one full year. And after his 84-point season 2 years ago, he should have been an RFA. He probably would have made 8 or 9 last year. So that's another factor in this negotiation, too, that the Rantanen camp is sort of saying, hey, guys, you played a little hardball with us 4 years ago. Well, you don't mind if we play a little hardball, too, on a million or two, do you? So here we are.
Well, turnabout's fair play, I guess. It's funny you see the change, though. The Avalanche, last year, of course, brought Cale Makar in during the playoffs. I think that was the right choice. But they basically already burned one of those years off the contract by bringing him in during the playoffs. Now they start their preseason schedule on Tuesday against the Golden Knights. Training camp started today. What have you seen from this team, and what have you seen specifically from Makar and a very young defense that people all around hockey seem to really, really like?
Well, I think he's going to be a heavy favorite to win the Calder Trophy this year. I mean, I think he's going to be a dynamic player. The Avalanche did, burn, quote unquote, a year of his ELC by signing him in the playoffs. But, you know what? It's okay. I mean, it's a lot of times it's okay to sign a guy like that a little earlier. I think the Avalanche would rather sign him 2 years from now than 3 years from now on his next contract. 3 years from now, he might be a better player than 2 years from now. So the fact is they could sign him 2 years. Anyway, yeah, Cale Makar, he's going to be the number one guy on the power play, running the power play from the point. He's going to take Tyson Berry's role there almost certainly. I think that we're going to pull the brakes a little bit on this kid. He's got so much hype already now that everybody's expecting like a Norris Trophy season. Let's not forget he still has never played an NHL regular season game yet. So, you know, he's got some stuff to prove still, but he's got all the tools. He's really smart kid too, really smart intelligence on the hockey rink and off. All good news there for Avs fans with him. What did I see today from him? Nothing but good stuff. He broke up a – he drew a smooth announce today at the crowd from breaking up a two-on-one with him. He was the only guy back, and MacKinnon and Landeskog were coming in on a two-on-one. I mean, he broke a play up with a stick. So he's going to be great, I think. But The rest of the team, young, fast. It's going to depend on the lot of, as it always does in the end, goaltending. Grubauer, number one goalie now. Can he handle that? And, you know, depth on overall defense, offense, it's the usual stuff in hockey. It really doesn't change, even though the salaries keep going up.
He is Adrian Dater, the Fan's Avalanche insider. Follow him on Twitter at adater. And this isn't a cameo appearance. Going to be with us all season long talking about the Avs as they make what might be a dark horse run for the Cup. Thanks so much for joining us tonight, AD. I'm looking forward to working with you all season.
Me too, Sean. I hope we do this almost after every Avs game, and I know that'll give fans a good reason to drive home and tune their stations to 104.3 The Fan.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to it.
Me too. Thanks again. He is Adrian Dater. Thanks, Adrian. Appreciate it. This is going to be a lot of fun. This is going to be a fun Avs season, and this is going to be your spot. Don't think we're ignoring it. Covered hockey for a long time. Adrian's covered it a lot longer than me. We're excited for this season, and we're excited to bring this kind of analysis to you all season long as it goes. Go back to the Broncos. See what a couple things they did on offense against the Raiders that might work against the Bears. What might not work against the Bears? There's a couple answers, I think. I'll tell you about them next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.